study.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Zurian Show. Today we're going to talk about making your life the best life that you could possibly make it. Making your life into something that is not only memorable, but something that you're proud that you actually got to be a part of. Something that you're honored to share with other people, share with yourself, share with your family. Something that's going to say that you actually contributed to the world and wasn't one of those people that just took, and gave almost nothing. Because there's a lot of people that live in this world and they give absolutely nothing. They are what we call, I guess you'd say, people that want to be voyeurs through life. They want to know what the world has to offer them and aren't really looking at what they have to offer the world. We are going through some turbulent times today. We are presently here in 2011 in one of the worst financial debacles that we've ever had. Actually, we're in one of the worst times financially than we've probably been in at least 149, maybe 150 years. And people are out there looking for ways to move forward. They're looking for ways to change their lives. They're looking for ways to take advantage of what they have and to move up and to grow and to do different things. However, that is true and that's not true. One of the reasons it is true is because everybody wants what they want. One of the reasons that it's not true is because most people aren't willing to do what's necessary to obtain that those goals, to reach those successes that they say they want to reach, to be able to actually live the dream that they say that they want to live. Again, we are going through some of the most turbulent times that we've seen in our lifetime, and hopefully this will pass, and it will pass. For some people, it's not even being experienced. What a lot of us see as difficulty to them is opportunity. What is the difference between you seeing it as difficulty and them seeing it as opportunity? In a lot of cases, what's the difference, where the disconnect is or where the connect is the fact that the people that see our present time as an opportunity are the people that were willing to do what was necessary to put them in a position where, even though the majority of the world is going through rough times, sad times, bad times, you know, financial strife and things along that nature, these other people are going through some of the most prosperous and most beneficial times in their lives. One of the reasons for that is because those people that have stepped forward before this crisis came about have actually nest egged their money and made those necessary and proper investments, sometimes through pure education, sometimes through, I guess you can say, some fragments of luck. But then again, what's luck? Labor under correct conditions. These people are looking at life differently. Why? Because they're seeing it through the eyesight of abundance. The reason that some of them have abundance is because, like I said before, they were able to see the big picture. They were able to see what was in front of them, and they took advantage of it. These were people that took far much more risk as the normal person would see or look at than the average. Well, they took more risk than what the average person would consider risk. These are people that stepped outside of the box. These are people that, you know, took risk in, they invested in companies. They, you know, set out to start their own thing. They set out and believed in other people that weren't necessarily doing the, we'll say, brick and mortar type of businesses or activities that other people were doing. In some cases, these are people that went to college and dropped out. In some cases, these are people that never actually even went to college. These are people that saw a brighter world and a brighter future, but they saw it through a different set of glasses. They saw it through a different view. I mean, let's think about it this way. Look at all of the people that make a great income. I mean, they make a ton of money, and yet, in the end, they die poor. I mean, that's a fact, ladies and gentlemen. That's something to look at. Yet look at all of the people that make what some people would call an average income, and yet those same people die rich. You know, there's a lot of factors that play into success and oneness and being able to do the things you want to do and living a life that's worth living. And a lot of it doesn't really have to do with money. Most of it has to do with your choices. Most of it has to do with what you value and the things that you've put your life into and your stock into and what's important to you. I think a lot of us confuse money and income with wealth. Well, they're really not the same thing. Money and wealth or income are not necessarily the same things. And I'm sure quite a few of you are like, what is this little crazy guy talking about? My income isn't wealth. Well, your income is just that. It's income. It's money that's coming in. But a lot of us don't even really understand what wealth or what income truly is. You know, if you ask the average person what's their worth, you know, they'll tell you about their cars. They'll tell you about their house. They'll tell you about, you know, things that they own, and you'll go into their house, and you may see things that are very expensive. But what's their real worth? If I live in a million-dollar house and I'm paying on that million-dollar house every month, how rich am I? Am I really living my dreams? I'm living in a house, but I'm living in a house I don't know. My income is constantly going out of my pocket. Why is my income going out of my pocket? Because I'm paying rent for a house that I don't own, the bank owns. I'm basically being lent that house until I can pay off that debt. Now, once that debt is paid, is the house really mine? Can I now count that as an asset? You know, a lot of people don't understand. They can't look at a balance sheet and see what that balance sheet is really saying. When you take out a loan from somebody and you borrowed that money, that doesn't mean you have that money. That means you owe that money. So if you owe that money, then what's your worth? Your worth is not as high as you may think it is, especially if you've personally borrowed that money. You know, now, if we're talking about a business is a little bit different. Why? Because a business is borrowing that money as an entity. It's not the individuals borrowing that money. It's the business borrowing that money. If the business sells, like let's say you buy a house. You buy that house for $10,000. Yes, we're going to keep it small. All right, you buy the house for $10,000. You live in the house for 30 years. You paid, what, $40,000, $50,000, basically for a $10,000 house that you got to live in. Okay, you turn around and you sell the house. You sell the house for, let's say, $100,000, but you spent $50,000, you only got $50,000 back. Didn't you just kind of come out even? All you did was get back what you paid. Can you live off that $50,000? No, it's a nice little bit of chunk of change to play with, but you can't really live off that $50,000. And I'm not really trying to go into the depth of this particular subject, but I'm basically just bringing this up to make a point. A fast car that you're paying for is not yours. It's a fast car that you're paying for. A big house that you're living in and paying for is not a big house that you own. It's a big house that you live in and you're paying for. That means that those assets, that money that you have coming in, that income, is not worth what it needs to be. Plus, let's look at the other things that also are attached to that. Big house requires big insurance, all right? Big car requires, or fast car requires, more insurance, plus maintenance, plus, you know, taxes, you know, plus maintenance. You know, you've got a house. You also need heat, you need water, you need gas, you need electric to run all those things. Those are liabilities that's coming out of your pocket. They are not assets. Anyway, we're going to get off of that particular subject. We're talking about living the best life ever and living your best life ever. Making the rest of your life the best of your life and moving forward. Ladies and gentlemen, we all have talents, we all have abilities, we all have ambitions, and we also have potential. And that potential is unlimited. What you can be and what you will be is totally up to what you're willing to do to get there. All right? As we go through life and you look at the history of mankind is very bright. But in reality, the history of mankind is very bright for a few people. A few people that have realized that it's more to life than consumption, that life is about giving, that life is about living your full potential, that life is about making it that even though you may not live to be 100 years old, you've lived a life so full that you've given more than 100 years of life. Most people don't understand that you have so much to give that if you did live to be hundreds of years old, you still couldn't really give all that you have inside of you. But most of us will only give a mere 6 or 7%. Most of us won't even give that 10%. They say that the average human being only uses 10% of their brain, only uses 10% of their God-given ability. Why is that? Why would you only give 10% of yourself? You know, you hear people all the time talking about, especially couples, you hear them talking about, well, you know, I'll give 50% if he gives 50%. How do you go into a relationship knowing that you're going to do something like that? If you did that at a job interview, would you get the job? Of course you wouldn't get the job. Why? Because you would show that employer that you are only willing to give 50%. That employer wants 100% from you. Why? Because they're trying to live their dream. You took that job and they hired you with the particular mindset that you were going to give them 110%, that you were going to give of yourself so that you could help them to live and obtain their dreams. If they knew that you weren't going to do that, you wouldn't have been hired. And it's the same thing for your relationships. You know, if your particular significant other knew that you were only going to give 50%, 40%, 60%, or in some cases 90%, they probably wouldn't marry you. They probably wouldn't choose you. They'd overlook you for somebody else. But the dating game is just that in some cases. It's a game. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we need to live to our potential. We need to do the things that we know we need to do. We need to get rid of that stinking thinking, as you've heard me say many, many times before. And we need to step forward and find the life that we want to find and live the life that we know that we deserve to live and the life that we can live. We need to stop giving 10%, 20%, 30%, 60%, and we need to try to give 110% if at all possible, and at the minimum 100%. And the reason I say 110 is because most of us, even though we say we're giving 100%, we're still holding back. We're still not really giving that 100%. Again, your abilities are unlimited, and what you are capable of doing is far, far above what the average person is doing. Most of us just need to become aware of what we need to do so that we can move ahead. Most of us need to reinvent ourselves, and we need to understand that reinventing yourself is not something that you're doing just because it's a nice thing to do. You need to do it every day. Technology is growing at a rate now that would have not even been fathomed or imagined, you know, 60, 70, 100 years ago. You know, that the amount of things that you need to know and the abilities that you need to have are ever-changing. You know, ladies and gentlemen, the life that you're presently living, if you stay stagnant and don't continue to grow and develop and to try to become the best person you can be, do you know that every 2 to 3 years, your entire life and how you do things has changed? The things that you had in place, the things that you knew become antiquated? Come on, a college kid that graduates out of high school, the day that they hand them their certificate, their diploma, everything that they've learned is already antiquated. It's already no good. The average American stops learning at a certain level. And I'm not saying they stop learning because they don't have the capacity to learn. They stop learning because they stop wanting to learn. They stop having the desire to grow. They stop having the ambition to do the things that they need to do so that they can continue to develop and grow. So let's say we're looking at a level 1 through 5. The average person will only make it to level 3 or 4. On occasion, you may get somebody that makes it to level 7. And let's say level 7 is a master's degree. Well, guess what? A master's degree is not enough. You need several master's degrees and several levels. You need several doctorate degrees and several levels. You know, you've got some people that are snobs. They want to say, well, if you don't have any degree or any education to think of, you're an idiot or you're not that bright. ladies and gentlemen, if you read books, I mean books of substance, books that are going to teach you something, not vampire books, not books on love, harlequin romances and all of that, but you read books that are going to teach you stuff. You read books and go to seminars and things like that from people that are going to give you practical lessons, practical understandings of things, practical knowledge that you can use today and apply today. Do you know that the average person spends 500 hours in their car driving back and forth? So if they spend the average of 500 hours, right, a year, driving back and forth in their car, I made a correction, then that's what? That's the equivalent of what? 2 semesters in college? So if you took that time and you started listening to books on tape and audios on tape and started going to seminars and things like that and taking that knowledge and using that knowledge to grow and broaden yourself, not necessarily going to a brick and mortar school, but just educating yourself through the knowledge that's out there from people that are not just giving you theory but are giving you practical advice on how to grow yourself, how to move yourself forward, how to stimulate your mind, stimulate your body, how to work on your body and do all of those things that you need to do to grow and develop, how much smarter would you be than the average person that refuses to do that? If you talk to the average 20 to 30-year-old nowadays, most of them haven't read a book since high school, or 40-year-old. Most of them haven't read a book of any substance or any type of continuing or self-educating type of information in 10 years. Yet those same people are wondering why they're not growing, why they're not progressing in their companies, why they're not moving up, why their knowledge base and in some cases their financial base is becoming stagnant or not growing at all, why they're not getting hired for jobs, positions, and things like that. It's because they're not really bringing anything to the table. All right, 80% of us just coast. We get to a certain level, and then instead of continuing to grow, we kind of plateau. You know, we climb, then we get to a certain level, and then we kind of rest. All right, but we don't rest. We go into hibernation. Once we've gone into hibernation, what then happens? Then what happens is we find a little niche. We may grow a little bit more, and then we'll stop again and rest. But we'll only make a couple more bumps as we try to do that self-development and self-growth thing. And then after that, unfortunately, most people get lazy. You know, they get up to a certain position, they start to learn certain things, and then they start to coast. Well, ladies and gentlemen, when you start to coast, there's only one way that you can coast. I've never seen anybody coast uphill. If you coast, then that means you're starting to do what? You're starting to go down. All right, it may be at a fast rate, it may be at a slow rate. There may be some plateaus in it, you know, where you go straight and you level off. But you're still coasting. And then again, in order to coast, then that means you're not growing any muscle. You're starting to atrophy, if you were to look at it like a muscle. All right, you're starting to regress. So that body mass or that brain mass that you have, it's not being used. Those tools that you have are not being utilized. You're not being challenged. If you're not being challenged, then you're definitely not growing. Is that correct? I think that is correct. So we all need to look for positive ways to change our lives. All right? We need to find positive, very positive ways to do this. Because life is going to happen whether you're proactive in it or not proactive in it. Now, we need to look at our career. We need to look at our dreams and our skills, and we need to figure out what we need to do in our career, what we need to do to live our dreams, and what skills we need to have to move us where we need to be. I mean, if you read, what is it, a page a day, at the end of a year, that's 365 pages. That's a novel. If you read an hour a day, you'd probably read a book a month. All right. If you read a book a month, how many books would that be at the end of the year? All right. That would be 12 books a year. 12 books a year. 12 stimuluses of knowledge that could help you grow. 12 stimuluses of knowledge that could help you develop and become a better person and make you more of an asset to everybody that comes in contact with you. And probably a pretty interesting person to talk to, as long as you're not just throwing out statistics and numbers. So you need to think of what it is that you need to do. Ladies and gentlemen, think of that one thing that you could do right now that you could start working on that would change your life. What's that one skill that if you would develop it right now, it would be make all the difference in your work career? There's your challenge. Next thing we need to work on is family, friends, and relationships. All right? What is your ideal life? What type of ideal life would you like to have with your family and associates? What things do you need to say? What things do you need to do? What things do you need to put in place to make your relationship a quality relationship so that you can grow and develop with the people that you love? And so instead of that relationship becoming stagnant and falling apart, that relationship becomes even stronger as the years go by so that your partner not only becomes your partner in a bedroom, but your partner becomes your true partner in life and somebody that you can live with, grow up with, and mature with. Also, the relationships that you have with your children. These are very important things. Next thing, health and fitness. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to watch what we eat, and we need to also start looking at a fitness program. It starts with as simple as walking, all right, and trying to take in more of the proper foods and getting the proper oxygen and drinking water and putting down the soda and leaving the donuts and the coffee to the side and starting to take in things that are more natural that the body can use to metabolize itself while you work on your fitness program. The next thing would be your finances. We need to work on our finances again. We're not talking about your income. We're talking about your financial state of life. You know that the average American, or in the United States, by the age of 40 only has about $14,000 in net worth. The average American literally only has about $14,000 in actual net worth. And get this, by the age of, 60, the average American only has about $50,000 in actual net worth. And when I say actual net worth, again, I'm not talking about what your retirement plan is going to actually bring in for you, because you only get that retirement plan as long as you live. That's not money that you can just reach in and grab. That's your retirement plan. If anything was to happen to your plan, guess what that money is going to do? It is going to stop. If anything happens to you, what is your wife, your kids, or the other people in your life going to do? You got a $500,000 mortgage, you got a $60,000 retirement plan, you're working another job, or an $80,000 retirement plan that's coming in every year. You're also getting taxed on that, and you've also got all of those other things that you need to pay, like what? Your lights, your gas, your insurance, your taxes, all of those other things that have to come out of that money. Most people are going to have to go back and get another job. You really don't have a net worth because your net worth is really non-existent. Your net worth is basically tied up in somebody else giving you some money every month for something that you've given them that you will never get back. That is life. Time is the most precious thing that you have. Ladies and gentlemen, get a life. Wake up and see the coffee in front of you. Smell the coffee, smell the air, whatever it is that you want to talk about. The next thing is education. We kind of already talked about education. You need to get books on tape. You need to take extra classes. You need to go to seminars. You need to do things that are going to help you grow and help you become a better person and a more powerful person. A more powerful person doesn't necessarily mean an arrogant or conceited person. What it means is that a person that has gained useful knowledge and is looking to share that useful knowledge with other people. Again, you should make your car a rolling university. You should get rid of some of the stinking thinking books and start looking at some of the books that are going to help you grow. Better fitness, better health, better mindset, better family relationship. You know, learn to do a trade, something that's going to stimulate your mind and not just be something where you sit in front of a television and the television watches you watch it as you're constantly letting money drain out of your life and drain out of your pocket that could be going to something useful or could be generating other income for you. Next thing we're going to talk about is your spiritual connection. All right, I'm not telling anybody that they need to believe in God, but what I am telling you is that there is a higher power, and that higher power is in you. And in some cases, you need to be that higher power and help to develop and grow with other people. I'm really not going to get into the whole religious thing, but I think a spiritual life is a very important life, and that doesn't mean that you sit in a church with a whole bunch of hypocrites and talk a whole bunch of silliness. I'm talking about you doing positive things. I'm talking about you doing things that stimulate growth in the life and make other people more godly. Why? Because they're more godly because you're more godly and you're giving to others. Okay? The next thing that I want to talk about is, ladies and gentlemen, we have to get hungry. Most of us are not hungry. Again, most of us are settling. Most of us are sitting on our tuchus and doing absolutely nothing. Back to the education part. And also, there's one more area I didn't touch, and that was social. We all need to give, ladies and gentlemen. Understand that the more you give, the more you will receive. Sometimes that receiving will not be financial. Sometimes that receiving will be in your soul. It'll be in your heart. It'll be in your ability to give to others and have others give to you. You know, I teach martial arts and do some speaking and things along that nature, and I do this show. I understand that doing these things help my heart. When everything else isn't working, I can look back and I'll run into somebody that'll tell me that 10 years ago I did something for them that helped save their lives, that 10 years ago I did something that changed their lives in a positive way, and they want to thank me. In some cases, these are people I have never actually physically met until now. Every now and then I'll get a phone call or I'll get somebody that says thank you, and I'm looking at them and going, why are you saying thank you? And they tell me that you may not remember this, but 5 years ago I was doing this, 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 and this, and you came across and you did this, this, and this. Or I know somebody that we both know, but, you know, you don't know me, and they told me about something that you did for me, and that was a beautiful thing, or did for them, and I thought that that was a beautiful thing, and it inspired me to do things for other people. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a social world out there. Now, mind you, I'm not talking about get around a bunch of negative people that are giving you false rah-rah, false hopes, or false promises, and they mean nothing. I'm not talking about somebody that can just benefit you and you can benefit them because you're going to make some money. I'm talking about real connections. I'm talking about real friends, real people. Real people that really mean you good and everyone else good. Real people that are not going to just help you, but are willing to help others. And from that, you all grow, develop, and become better people. So when I talk about social connections, that's what I'm talking about. And I'm also talking about contributions, giving of yourself, not just of your wallet, giving of yourself. Bryant Tracy, who is a very famous speaker, I don't even believe he has a high school diploma. I don't think he graduated high school, yet he's a very wealthy man and he has helped millions. That means he is richer than anybody that's giving out $1 million a year. Why? Because he's been able to take what he knows and his tangible advice, and he's been able to help millions. He's enriched the lives of millions. And Bryant Tracy has a particular quotient that he uses that I think is also very interesting. He talks about the E versus E equation. So E versus E. E stands for education and entertainment. Bryant Tracy said that most of us are entertaining ourselves to death. He said most of us, if we were to just take 10% of the time that we spend on education and put it into, that we spend on entertainment, if we were to take 10% of the time that we spend on entertainment and take that time and put it into education, the majority of us would be so happy we wouldn't know what to do with ourselves, and we'd also probably be so financially secure and happy in what we could do, we could probably practically save the world. And here's the quick down on that. What he says is that, what do you do when you first get up in the morning? You cut on the television. What do you do after you cut on the television? You get the newspaper, you read the newspaper. After you read the newspaper and get some donuts, you get in your car, you turn on entertainment. The TV was on, you turned it off. Now you've got the car on, it's entertainment. From that entertainment, what do? We go to our jobs. Once we get to our jobs, what do? We waste a good amount of the time that we spend at our jobs on what? Entertainment, talking to coworkers, things along that nature. Then from there, what do? We get back in our car, same thing, entertainment. We get back home, we sit in front of the idiot box, which teaches us nothing, entertainment again, entertainment until we go to sleep. Imagine if you could take 10% of that time and utilize it to build and develop you. It would be a beautiful thing. And entertainment via education would be the greatest thing that ever happened to you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to The Zurian Show, and I hope that everybody has a great and outstanding day. And with that, we are going to sign off. Please share the show with anybody that you think it will help or could be useful to. Again, thank you very much for listening to The Zurian Show. And again, as always, have a great day and remember that today is now. Thank you, everybody. And again, be well, take care, live life fuller, and do the things that you need to do to make your reality a beautiful reality, and then share that beauty with everyone you come in contact with, and it'll become a beautiful world. Thank you very much, and have a great day.